Richard, you said you were looking for a reaction, and I think you got one today.
Yeah, it was a night for character, and we showed that in spades, I thought. And look, you always want more quality, and you always want to come off the pitch as winners, but I think tonight was as much about not losing, yeah, as opposed to trying to win, and to get a clean sheet on top of that. You know, we've both missed a penalty, so that evens itself out. We've both had four or five scrambles that we've both done well to clear. And it was nice to see us scrambling well when we had to, to keep the ball out. And that was vitally important. And we'll play better than that. But sometimes all the business of small acorns and all of that, it was really important tonight that we showed the characters, the character that we needed, and the determination that we needed to bounce back from, you know, an awful Saturday.
It was about getting back on an even keel.
Yeah, I think none of us want to be looking over our shoulder. And we've said that really all season. And, you know, we've been two or three wins away from being, from threatening the top, and two or three defeats away from really getting ourselves in trouble. You know, that looks as though there's a little bit of a gap emerging. We just have to try and make sure we finish at the top of that bottom group of clubs. And then, you know, we can relax and say we've had a decent season. But we know there's a lot of work to be done yet. You know, still got some real tough games, got to play most of the teams that are below us. Yeah, very important that we didn't get beat tonight.
Felt a little nervy on and off the field, understandably, to start with. But you got a rhythm going after about 10-15 minutes or so, which settled nerves.
Yeah, I think everyone in the dressing room is well aware of how hard we fought to get back into the Football League. And, you know, it's whilst we want to progress and go forward, just at the minute we're in a position where we need to fight for what we've already achieved. And that is Football League status. You know, when you start to look over your shoulder, then people do start to get a little bit nervous, both on and off the pitch. Mm. And, you know, if you look at it in that respect, then it was very important that we showed the character that we did.
Gave a debut to Matt Harold. He looked exactly the sort of player you'd brought in. You could see why you brought him in.
Well, look, I think at this stage of the season, when you're scrapping for points, the pitches start to get more and more difficult to play on. If Elliot is injured, then we don't have someone who can give us that focal target. And I think both Robbie Simpson and Jordan Slew will benefit from his arrival. And obviously, if it was Harold and Elliot, then it would be a real handful, wouldn't it? But we've had injury problems with the strikers all season, and you know, currently we've got three of them out, and people might look after Saturday and think strange to bring a striker in when you just conceded the amount that we did at the weekend. But I think it's as much important to have the right platform to build from in this last part of the season, and I think it'll be ideal for us. And again, it's his first game for about 5 or 6 weeks, so he'll only get better from having that 90 minutes under his belt.
And it feels like, as a team, United will get better from this point tonight.
Yeah, look, I think I read something the other day, actually, about the intensity of playing up another level. And, you know, sort of three-quarters of our squad, certainly more than half of our squad, had never played Football League football before. So, you know, it may have just caught up with one or two. And there's no doubt that the two games against Man United on top of that has just added to the intensity. We maybe shouldn't be surprised that one or two have had a bit of an indifferent spell. But it's nights like tonight that give you a chance of coming through it.
Thanks, Richard.